Welcome, anime fans and foodies, to Anime Bento. Each week, we bring you some news, talk about our favorite shows, characters, give you a recipe to try out, and suggest what we're watching or whatever we're in the mood for this week. Joining me this week is...
What's up, guys? It's Epically Dave.
Welcome back, Dave. It's been, I don't know, not too long, but it's been a while, a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think a couple weeks to a month, maybe.
What have you been up to since the last time we talked?
Catching up on a lot of shows and anime. I got my Worlds invite for Pokemon XP, which is exciting. That actually just happened today. But other than that, not anything too crazy, I don't think. I'm trying to think of anything new has really happened. I got back into Yu-Gi-Oh! Like hardcore. Been playing a lot of Master Duel, a lot of Duel Links, and yeah. Well, it's also because of the 30th anniversary of the manga, so I've been going through rewatching every series since I always kept up with the anime. So just having fun with that. What about you?
Well, I've been very into Dr. Stone. I decided to do a rewatch of Dr. Stone, and I just finished it the other day, so I'm all done watching it for the second time. I really love it. I don't think it's not in my top five favorite animes, but it's still up there. I still really enjoy it. I actually think it's a better binge than it was season to season, like having to wait between seasons, because it's really cool just to see them progress through everything all at once. But besides watching anime, what have I been up to? I mean, the 4th of July just happened, so we did a lot of grilling. My family likes to grill, but we grill a lot of food and then we freeze it, so we have like a lot. So we made 40 hamburgers and like 30 hot dogs and maybe like 38 sausages and whatnot. So we cook a lot and then we freeze it. And then like basically we just eat that for the rest of all of July. So, which is great because
that's a lot of food.
I love a hamburger. I love being in control of a hamburger though. I like to be like, I can put whatever condiments I want on it, whatever toppings. So I'm very like into my creating my own hamburger. I really love cheeses too. So it's great to be able to mix and match my cheeses. I don't know. Do you like hamburgers?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of burgers. I'm a weirdo. I don't do cheeseburgers, but I do like my hamburgers. I don't like hot dogs either, though. I don't know how anti-American that is, but
it's very. And
yeah,
that ends the podcast here.
That's it. No. That's it, everyone.
Yeah,
sorry. I've been canceled.
I'm surprised that that's what brought you down. I could think of like a handful of other things. But
yeah, I'm trying to think what other things. Never mind. We're not going to get into that.
I mean, if you want to know, follow us on Twitter or X and I'll post it. We got to get the followers.
That's the best way to do it, just to cancel me, I guess.
Yeah. But that's just basically what I've been up to. A lot of grilling, a lot of watching anime. I'm getting ready for Comic-Con. Comic-Con's coming up towards the end of this month. I said I was doing no costumes, no cosplaying, and suddenly people are like, are we going to cosplay together? Are we going to do this costume together? So now I'm like, okay, it's time to build some stuff from scratch. And I try not to spend any money, so I'm like, what do I have in my closet that I can just dye or fix up to look like the costumes I need? So we're getting in that. We're in the Comic-Con mode, trying to figure it all out. So I'm really excited. I'm excited just to see some old friends again. So, yeah, I guess that's kind of what I've been up to. Nothing too crazy. No concerts this week, so just been home.
I take it in a previous episode you already talked about going to Hillary Duff.
Yes. Well, someone doesn't listen to the podcast.
I'm an episode behind.
On that note, let's move on. The battle for the biggest anime headlines never ends, from new seasons to unexpected plot twists. Now here's everything you need to know in this week's anime news. Anime Expo just happened, and here is some of the news that came from it. Shadow Army, get ready, Jinwoo is heading to the big screen. Crunchyroll and Aniplex officially announced Solo Leveling: Beyond the System, a brand new theatrical movie that picks up the story right after season 2. There's no release date yet, but there is a concept trailer out. The Apothecary Diaries dropped its first official trailer for the upcoming film, The Apothecary Diaries, The Deceased Empress's Treasure, along with a confirmed Japanese theatrical release date of December 11th, 2026. This will be a completely original story. The movie follows Mao Mao and Jin Shi as they escort the remains of a former imperial consort back to her homeland, only to uncover a new mystery tied to a hidden treasure. Delicious in Dungeon Season 2 finally got a major update. Studio Trigger confirmed the series will return to Netflix in October of 2027, along with some new key visuals and an updated character designs. While no trailer was shown, the reveal confirmed the story is heading into a darker finale arc involving Fallon and the Mad Mage, setting the stage for the next big chapter in the series. And lastly, Demon Slayer Infinity Castle also got a big update, with Crunchyroll officially confirming the movie will begin streaming on July 28th. It's time for the part of the show where we make questionable decisions and defend them confidently. Our rotating anime segment starts now. Segment of the week. Bring it on and let's speak. This week's anime segment is the best glow-ups. So we're talking about characters that started one way and ended another way. David and I have picked our three favorite glow-ups for anime characters. Would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first?
Well, really quickly, I do just want to clarify, because based the way I did my list, because there's technically two ways to view a glow up, right? Like,
yes,
it's not just like they went from a kid to like a really sexy guy kind of glow up. Like, we're just talking about,
and we appreciate that glow up.
We do. We're absolutely here for it. We are totally here for it. But it's more so of the like that character development piece. Like,
I think we're on the same page of our glow-ups. Our glow-ups might be very similar.
Gotcha. My first choice is a bit of both, if we're going to be honest. But in my first choice, it's actually funny because you just brought it up during the new segment. But my first choice was Jinwoo in Solo Leveling. Yeah. I mean, come on. You literally from episode 1 to episode 3 alone, like, the difference is insane. And then he only keeps getting better as he's legit leveling up. And he does go from this timid, shy boy to this very confident, edgy, like, I don't want to say killer, but like, you know what I mean?
Actually, we should preface this. There's probably going to be spoilers, everyone, since we're talking about the glowing of up. So these characters have changed. So just warning, there will be spoilers. But I won't tell you how to skip. So just be prepared, everyone.
I was going to say, I will try my best not to spoil too much, except for just saying whether or not a character has a glow up. But that's as far as I'll try to go, if I can help it.
Well, I don't know. I think it's hard not to talk about the end result of the glow up, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
I don't want to like harp on, because I love Jinwoo's glow up. I love his glow up, but I feel like when he gets like emotionless, I don't like that. You know, where he's like, I feel like I'm losing my humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. I think the going from episode 1 to the season finale of season 2 was insane. Like, that was, it was almost like one of those crazy, like, DBZ moments. You know what I mean? Where they go from it, I don't know. It's crazy. Naturally, and I for the listeners, I'm sorry. More often than not, I'm not going to choose a character from DBZ. I don't mind the anime. It's a great anime. It's a classic, but I
So
don't know. To
Majin
me,
Buu
it
is
is
not on your
very
list.
no. But for me, a lot of the anime is overkill. I think it's just because that's not the kind of nostalgia that I enjoy. So I normally will not pick anybody from DBZ. Go ahead, cancel
Well,
me again. It's fine.
it was too late. You already the hot dogs. The hot dog was like the like who is it? I don't know. The hot dogs was it, but then the DBZ is like the nail in the coffin.
Sounds about right.
Well, for me, I picked Kobe from One Piece. When we first meet Kobe, he is just like, well, he's like a prisoner of this pirate. He doesn't have any like backbone. He's so nervous to do anything. He's scared. He's timid. He's just like, I guess it's like errand boy. And then we see him transform into this like amazing marine. And again, another transformation where it's just kind of like a physical transformation. You see him get stronger. I feel like he loses the glasses at one point. I think he loses like that he could see better now. But not just that, he becomes very confident and very like sure of himself. And it's just a great mirror to Luffy's journey. Like how Luffy's this rise in the pirate world, it feels like Kobe is doing this rise in the marine world. And just to see him start as kind of this little shrimp and then move up to be like this colossal lobster. I really love Kobe's evolution. I'm really excited to see how they do it in the live action. So I'm really excited. So Kobe is my first pick for my first Kuroda.
Very nice. I could understand that. I don't know that character well enough myself, just because it's One Piece, but
There's only 1,000 episodes, David.
exactly. I have a lot to get caught up on. My second pick is from Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, and it is Cyrus Truesdale. For those who've seen Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, he is the main character, Jaden Yuki's best friend. Season one, he's introduced right in episode one as this shy, not so great at dueling kind of character. He still gets into Duel Academy. He is the little brother to the top duelist in the school, so quite a big shadow that he's kind of walking in. Season two comes along and he has to be this guy. He has to be this duelist all by himself. He does a really good job. And then the third season, the last half of the season, it's crazy because the last half, or maybe it's considered a season four. I don't remember, but the last half of GX, they don't even air in the US. So a lot of people wouldn't even know this, but Cyrus Truesdale has a crazy glow up where, because of Zane has a heart condition, his big brother, he ends up having to take on Zane's Cyberdark deck and mix it with his own roid monsters. And the Cyberdarks are, they're hurting Cyrus. They don't want to work with them. And so he has to have this whole. He has this whole story arc of needing to be this great duelist and controlling the Cyberdark legacy. And he does phenomenal. And it's one of my favorite glow ups of all time, just because you go from this shy kid to this duelist who's able to control this legacy deck that most people are either afraid of or not able to utilize themselves. So that would be my second choice.
Okay, so my second choice has been inspired by my Dr. Stone rewatch. So the character I picked from Dr. Stone is Crawl, who is my favorite character in the show, coincidentally. For Crawl, when you first meet Crawl, he is like people because he's from the past. Or, I don't know, he's not from the past. He's from the future, but the future's so far ahead that it's the past, whatever. But he's, like, throwing minerals into fire, and the fire's changing colors. So he's like, this is sorcery, and it's magic. But he knows it's technically not. He just says that because that's kind of how people understand, and he uses that to, like, cause fear in people or something. Not that he's trying to be scary or whatnot. But as soon as he meets Senku, his life kind of changes. And he learns about, like, science and how to discover things and how to think scientifically and all that. And what I love about Crawl is that it's not physical strength that he's changing, or he doesn't gain magical sorcerer powers, or he doesn't learn how to wield a great sword or whatnot. But he learns through knowledge that he can become a different person, or like a stronger person. Like in the beginning of the show, you would never see him be able to stand up to a group. But then, I don't think you finished Dr. Stone, I believe. So I'm not going to spoil it, everyone, but Chrome does. You see it in the seasons 1 and 2. Like Chrome is becoming his own man. And it's exciting to see who he becomes at the end. So definitely Chrome has a great glow up. I want more Dr. Stone. Need more of this show. Please make more. But Crawl is going to be my second pick for a glow-up character.
Nice. Good choice. No, I have not finished Dr. Stone at all yet. I'm way behind on that one, too. I know Miguel is he caught up altogether?
No, he's behind as well.
He's behind, too.
Yeah. And he's the one who got me into the show, too. Like, he's the one who suggested it to me. And then...
Right.
But I think it was because we were watching it in real time. Like, when the season break happened, I think we both fell off for a while.
Gotcha. Well, for my third choice, and I don't know if you'll consider Avatar the Last Bandit. Oh, let me try that again. My third choice would have to be from Avatar the Last Airbender. I don't know if you'll count Aatla as an anime, because it's a Western show.
I consider it because it has like the themes of what it
it's
the storytelling vibes. Yeah,
I don't think anybody would ever
argue.
Is it
Momo? Did you think Momo?
How did you know?
I know Momo's changed from season 1 to the end. It's crazy.
No, like to me, the best glow up is Prince Zuko. How can you not? That redemption arc is insane to me. Like I love it. It's everything we want in most sort of redemption arcs. Like it was kind of something that people wanted, or at least from, you know, when I watched the show and from the friends that I talked to about it. But in Game of Thrones, like, you know, people expected a certain sort of redemption arc for Jaime Lannister. And it's like that, you know, we didn't get the kind of redemption arc that we wanted, like we did with Prince Zuko. I think Prince Zuko has created this set of unrealistic expectations for this day and age in redemption arcs, but I don't care. I think it's a perfect arc going from the Spanish prince who is obsessed with regaining his honor to, you know, questioning everything his nation has done over the last 100 years, overcoming this crazy internal conflict and, you know, eventually redeeming himself and the whole of the Fire Nation. So I to me, that's a glow up all in and of itself, not to mention his own firebending skills completely change. At first it was out of anger that his fire came from. And then, you know, the meeting the Sun Warriors. And then at that point, creating fighter out of peace like his uncle, it's very different. And I think it's a glow up I, you know, a lot of us wish we could see in other shows.
That's actually my favorite episode in the series.
The Sun Warriors?
When they meet
the
Sun Warriors.
So good. So
and they
good.
Have to do the dance.
Yep.
And I love when he's like, give me some of your fire.
He's just like, no, I'm not sharing.
Yeah. I love Zuko. That's a great, everyone loves a villain to hero story. I think that's a great one.
Yep. By the way, huge shout out, season two of the live action version of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Have you watched
Just a
it
little
yet?
plug-in. Not yet. We haven't even started
Okay.
yet. We I'm hoping we can start it tonight.
I'm hearing things. So.
Uh-oh. Well, don't say
And
anything.
okay, I'm just
Let's
I want to know next month when David comes back, we'll hear.
talk about it then.
Well,
Let me
I
watch it
haven't
first.
watched it yet either, so I don't know, but
Right.
TikTok is has an opinion, so
Yeah, fair
as
enough.
the TikTok always does.
That he has not popped up on my For You page yet, so
Well, I've been
hopefully.
obsessed with the actor who plays Zuko.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. He was in Shang-Chi. I think it's Dallas Liu, I want to say. Don't I guess correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, everyone. But he's been in these like doing press for this, and he's hilarious. He's so funny. So I've been obsessed with him. So I've just been watching interviews and things like that. With him in it. So my whole For You page is just Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Nice. Not nice when you haven't seen it yet, but
No. But I mean I've watched the show. So you kinda I feel like I know where we're heading
yeah,
without
right.
seeing
That's yeah, that's kind of where I'm at too. It's like I look,
So
I they changed a lot of season one. There's always the argument. I don't care about arguing about it because it's its own adaptation. People are going to say for better or for worse what the live action has done so far. I think it's been phenomenal so far.
I mean,
There are
I love
some,
season one.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like season one was great. They added to things that I wish we could have seen in the cartoon and vice versa. So I don't have a problem with season one at all. I'm excited to see season two and what it brings.
You
So
know, just
don't,
side story
yeah, go
about
ahead.
Avatar season one. Avatar season one, my family betrayed me. We were watching it together as a family, and I don't know. So season one came out. We started watching as a family. Then I went to go visit you guys and then at your place. And I thought we were in agreement of pausing and resuming when I
Oh
came back.
no, they continued the whole series
Yeah,
without you?
when I came back, I like was looking at my Netflix and all the episodes were watched. You know, like when you watch an episode but you don't watch the credits, so
Yeah.
it's just like 28 minutes have been watched of this episode
Yeah.
when it's
2 minutes
2 minutes
left.
left. Yeah, I'm like, wait. I was like, and then I was like, did you guys watch it without me? They're like, yeah. I thought you were gonna watch on your own too. I was like, wow.
Wow.
The
The
what has happened?
betrayal. It'd be your own people sometimes.
I know. But season one's phenomenal. I can't wait for to watch season two. Hopefully I'll be
Yeah.
able to start it this week sometime. But on
Okay,
that
but
note,
yeah.
my last glow up is Conan from Case Closed. What I love about Conan is that he doesn't start out as Conan. He starts as Shinichi, the famous high school detective who's very arrogant, very flashy, very obnoxious, very into himself. But then he gets poisoned slash cursed and he turns into a 7-year-old boy. And then Conan is birthed. And since Conan is like, he can't be who he was as Conan because he's a 7-year-old boy. We see him learn that he can't be as flashy or as arrogant anymore. He has to work undercover and rely more on different skill sets than he has. And he has to be more humble and more sharing of the spotlight. I really, Case Closed is one of my favorite animes. So, of course, I was going to try to find a way to put him on this list. I just love it so much. So, for my last pick, Conan from Case Closed. I hope we can do Case Closed for the podcast one time, but it is also over 1,000 episodes long, so that might be a tough one.
So maybe stick to like season one.
Yeah. Well, so just a side note, that's a problem with some of the shows I want to do for the podcast or like ask you guys to cover, is that their season like some anime season ones are like 67 episodes. And I've been trying to figure out, like, maybe we can just bring it to story arcs. But Case Closed is one that I really love. Those are just our anime glow-ups. There's so many that I think we could have picked.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
I don't have any honorable mentions. Do you? Is it Momo? Momo is my honorable mention, everyone. No, I don't have any. Do you have a couple?
I thought of one.
Okay.
And it was Gon. And this is more of
Okay.
like a power glow up from when the what is it? The ants. What are they called?
Oh, I don't remember. I hate that art so much.
It's so long.
And
So long.
boring. It gets like drawn out.
It
Towards
does.
the end, you're like, I'm done with this art.
Right. Because it also ends in a way you don't expect it to end. But the ant monster arc, whatever they were called, Gon out of nowhere goes from,
Oh, the chimeras.
chimera ants. Thank you.
I didn't Google that anymore.
Like it's crazy because it, Gon stays this 10-year-old kid, and then out of nowhere, his power intensifies, turning him into a 25, 30-year-old man with pure muscle, like a Goku,
And the hair
and
of a god.
the hair of a god, and has this power, obliterates one of the strongest chimera ant monsters out of nowhere, and then he goes back to being a little 10 to 12-year-old kid, and then that's it. And that's the last we see of it. And I'm like, I mean, that's a crazy power glow up because out of nowhere, that just it comes and goes. But I mean, whatever he does to awaken that, hopefully we get to see it again whenever we get more of Hunter Hunter.
Yeah, I feel like Killua is a good glow up too, when you think
Oh
about it.
yeah.
Like he starts off as just kind of he's only there for himself. He's a lone wolf kind of person. And then he realizes that like letting Gon in and having someone who you can trust, who you can rely on, you could trust, really changes him. You could see like he's a different person from episode what do we meet him in? Like episode 3?
Something like that. Yeah,
Yeah, to
he
the
definitely has the character development, the kind of glow up that we want to see. Like he does a good job with it. So I do agree with that. But yeah, I
Well,
think those are good choices.
yeah, those are some of our glow-ups. And like I said, there are so many we could have picked. Probably a lot that we missed, or even characters we never heard of. So we would love to hear who your picks are for your favorite glow-ups of the anime world. Okay, everyone. Every week, one anime steps into the spotlight. This week, we watched it, we processed it, and now it's time to talk about it. This week, we are covering Witch Hunt Atelier. Now, see now, okay, we are covering Witch Hunt Atelier.
There you go. You got it.
Someone confused me about it the other day, and now I've just been questioning myself. I don't want to say who, but they are also another co-host on this podcast. Okay.
That's all right. I'll throw him under the bus. It's my husband.
Which hat? Yeah, I don't know. I was so. Anyway, regardless, which hat Atelier? Have you ever wished magic wasn't something you were simply born with, but a craft that could be learned through creativity, patience, and a little bit of wonder? Witch Hat Atelier follows Coco, a bright and curious girl who has spent her entire life admiring witches from afar, believing she'll never be one herself. But after a life-changing discovery, she's swept into a hidden world where every spell begins with a carefully drawn symbol, every lesson reveals a new mystery, and every page feels like stepping into a beautifully illustrated fairy tale. Every great anime has its food moments, and now it's our turn. Here's this week's special cocktail to help you enjoy the show. This week, we are serving up the Little Miss Witch. This is 2 ounces of gin, 1 ounce of elderflower liqueur, 3/4 ounce of lemon juice, topped with sparkling water. Optional to add edible glitter to this, but the magic is in the butterfly pea flower ice cubes. And then you garnish this with a lemon twist and edible flour. And just like Coco discovers that magic isn't about being born special, but about learning the craft, today's cocktail starts simple, but with one magical ingredient, it transforms right before your eyes. So raise your glass, and here's to curiosity, creativity, and a little bit of magic. Can't wait for you guys to try this one. This is a fun cocktail. So on that note, let's dive into the show. Okay, Dave. What I've been wanting to talk about this so much. What are some of your thoughts on Witch Hat Atelier?
Especially since we talk to each other every day, it's been very difficult not to want to bring this show up.
Yes.
Because so when we first watched this anime when the first episode came out dubbed, and then we stopped for a little while. So it took us a minute to remember like what even happened. Like how do I say this? First episode was okay. I'll say it like that. Like that's kind of how my first impressions were. It was okay. But as the story continued and progressed, and you're like, there are so many great elements of this story. I believe I've seen a lot of either TikToks or X videos where they talk about what are they called? Comparisons of this anime to like Lord of the Rings. I don't really see a comparison between them. They're two very, very different stories. If anything, I would compare this to like maybe Harry Potter or something like that. But it's its own thing. It's its own universe. It gives off its own atmosphere altogether. I love this season. This first season was great. It ends with a crazy cliffhanger that I want season two already to be here. But you get to meet these characters, and some of the characters, they're like, you know, some are very obvious kind of characters that are needed for a show. And then a few characters frustrate you. You get different mixed vibes from a few other characters on like, you know, am I supposed to like this person? Am I not? But all in all, this world of magic it's interesting. It's far more dangerous than most other magical worlds that we are used to. So I'm intrigued. I'm excited. I'm very ready to continue the series. What about you?
For me, before we jump into spoilers, like the first episode, if the first episode was like heartbreaking to me, I hate wet stuff. We'll talk about it in just a second. But like the first episode was heartbreaking to me, but I was hooked. I was like, I'm in. We're doing this. But I also love that the world they're building, the world that's here is, and this isn't really a spoiler because you learn this right away. I love that magic isn't something that's closed off to people. I love that, like I said in the little intro to this, is like, you don't have to be born with magic to wield magic in this world. Magic can be learned. And I like that, where it's like, you can learn how to, like, you don't have to be the chosen one at birth. Because sometimes it just feels like, I don't know, it feels like you're not the chosen one. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes we're just like NPCs in this world. And it's like, oh, wow, even me as like this lonely player, I can be the hero of this story too. So I really loved that about this show. And I love the idea of wands. Like the wands in this show, I love it so much. And then like, trust me, it's not going to be because I can't. Like, I don't have magical powers, is that I can't do magic in this world. Once we talk about how you can do magic in this world, that's the real reason why I can't do magic in this world. But yeah, the wands, I really love. And then I'm obsessed with the hats. I'm obsessed with these hats.
The whole witches. Attire for me. I love the whole attire. The hat capes, and the robe.
Yeah, but I'm just like, the hats. I love the hats. But Well, those are just some of our first impressions on the show. Definitely recommend that you watch this. But we'll get into more towards the end. So we are now entering the spoiler zone. If you haven't watched the full season, please jump to 1 hour, 7 minutes to keep yourself free from any spoilers.
Now entering the spoiler zone.
Okay, Dave, we set a spoiler warning. Now we can talk about anything. I need to get those off my chest. Well, okay, maybe should we start in order or just bounce around? I'm upset with Keyfree. I'm just letting you out there, and then we could start.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, we could start from episode one and go from there, because I'll even actually piggyback off of what you said during the spoiler-free segment where you mentioned how like the first episode was sad.
Oh, yes.
See, to
The
me, it
mom.
wasn't. Right.
The mom dying or being trapped in crystals, not sad to you.
I mean that it, like yes, like thematically that is sad, but this was a, you know, a 20, 25-minute episode, and they didn't give it enough time for me to care that much.
I'm the opposite. I was like, I'm glad, like, let's get this going. Like, do
I
you
don't
want
know.
3 episodes
Like,
of with the mom
it's
and her
not.
living in that little house?
Look, I'm just saying Disney Pixar Up gives you the first 10 minutes of that movie makes me cry because they put enough emotion into it. You know the whole joke where they, it's like it's a better love story than Twilight kind of thing? Like, I mean, they did it. They did it just right.
I mean, I feel
But
like there's a lot of better love stories at Twilight.
I'm just saying that
But I get what you're saying.
this episode did not make me like it. I understand it. I understand that the pain that, you know, Coco has gone through. She's lost her mother. Like, oh crap, this is a big deal. This is the origin story. But it just, it didn't affect me. That's why it was an okay episode, because I'm like, okay, well, you saw her for, I don't know, maybe a total of 5 minutes in that whole 25-minute
Oh, you don't feel like you don't
story.
attach yourself there. You're like, what if that was my parents?
They
And then
didn't, I don't
Coco
know. I
made
don't
the
remember them
promise.
making you care about the mom too
Coco
much.
promised not to do magic.
Right, which makes me not like the main character.
I just was like,
Because
what's
she did
happening?
that to her own mother.
And like, Coco was like, I promise not to do magic. And then she writes one spell. And then we cut to like her and she's done like 20 spells. And
Yep.
I'm like, oh my God. That, and then I don't know, I was upset when she got trapped in the crystallized thing. And then I was also like, when Keyfree was like, now I have to erase your memory. And then I was thinking, whoa, are you gonna erase her memory of her mom? Like, is she gonna forget about like it was so much going on that episode, but then he was like, now you're going to become a witch. And I was like, okay, well.
Yeah, it happens very fast. That's what I'm saying. Like, there are some anime or movies where, like, something, like, they just, if they're trying to get so much into a specific amount of time, I don't know. It just, it went by way too quickly for me to care.
I cared. I cared about her mom. I don't think Coco cares about her mom sometimes. She never seems very stressed or like, I have to learn magic to, like, save my mom. It never seems like at the forefront of things. Which I was
Right.
like, I don't know. I was like, man, you're really taking your time learning magic. But I guess that like that's how I felt the first episode. But again, about how they do magic and how the wands work, I was like, this is so cool because wands are basically pens, and then you use ink and you kind of draw. Like where they like casting circles or whatever, or casting
You draw your
spells.
spells, yeah.
Yeah. And that's so cool. I was like, forget Harry Potter wands, honestly. Like these are cool. Like I legit, like the little knot, like so it looks like a wand because it has a long wooden part and then the has a little knob at the end, you know, like how
It's
a
like a
wand would.
quill. Yeah.
Yeah. But the little knob is full of ink. And then you can like take your pen out. It was like, I was like, this is so cool. And then I thought about Coco. I was like, you never try to like pull on this thing or examine the wand you were given. You didn't know that was like liquid inside the Coco's weird, but
yeah,
but I really love that. I love Coco.
Yeah, Coco. Right, like I like Coco. I think I've liked her more as the season continued, but like I love her innocence, and she does try to be. She's very sweet. She cares about others, but I think she's also just very self-conscious. I really, really liked her in a certain episode, but I don't want to spoil it because you told me that you're going to be, that we're going to be doing a new guessing game.
Okay.
But
do you want to do it now?
We can. Yeah. Okay, just so we can talk about it.
Okay. So everyone, I was like, if you listen to the Nicole episode and we were talking about favorite characters, and I was saying like Euphelia was my favorite character from the Magical Revolution Girl long title of that show. And then before I did an episode with Miguel, oh my gosh, I can't remember what the anime was, but he was like, he was trying to guess who my favorite character was, and it was totally different. So I thought this would be a fun game of guess each other's favorite character from the series. So do you want to go first, or shall I?
Yeah, I can guess yours first.
Okay, I think mine's going to be easy. Wait, actually,
here's my thing. I can be spot on with who your favorite character is.
Okay.
Because your characters are always either...
Okay, the weirdos or the
weirdos,
hot ones, right?
The you know, the comedy perverts, the Mineta.
Everyone loves
MHA.
A comedy pervert. Animes would be nothing without comedy perverts, everyone. We wouldn't know what to watch.
It's either them or the steaming hot guy of the story.
Yes.
And because outside of Mineta, you also like Fat Gum.
I love Fat Gum. But he's funny, too.
Yeah, he is funny. But he's not.
Talk about glow up people, though.
Especially when you get to see his power. I will say, after thinking, I started like second guessing myself with Witch Hat, because you know, we don't have the same, maybe that's one reason why I like this anime so much, is I feel like this anime gives off characters that you don't often see in other stories, in other anime.
Yeah,
could just be me, but we don't necessarily have a, you know, comedy pervert in this anime.
No, unfortunately.
But then I also think of, like, you know, you like Momo. So I could say your favorite character is Bush Buddy, the little white bear. But I don't know if you're going to try to count that or not. So I'm ignoring that.
No, mine is a person.
Okay. I was going to say, so I'm going to ignore that. And I'm going to guess that, or at that point, we're going to have to say, okay, it's probably the hot guy from this anime. So I would have to think that your favorite character is Orugio.
What?
Watchful Eye.
I mean, is that your guess?
You sound offended, but that was my guess.
Wow, really?
My next guess after that would have been Kifri.
Okay, I would have Kifri over Rui. That weird beard is like, it feels fake. Like, it feels like you drew it on every day. But that is not my favorite. Kifri is not my favorite character.
Neither is Orugio, apparently.
Neither is Orugio.
Okay, I'm going to third time's a charm.
Okay.
Hold on, I have to look up her name to make sure it's right here. Is it, I'm stuck between either Tedia or Riche, or however you pronounce her name.
No.
You have the very extroverted, funny girl, but then you also have the very quiet, I'm going to do things my own way kind of girl.
No, it's not neither of them.
Neither of them? Oh, no. Man. See, this, of course, when I get it right any other time.
All right.
Okay, so who is your favorite?
My favorite character is Tarta.
Okay.
The boy with the silver eyes.
Yeah.
Ever since that medicine
basically
episode.
Colorblind.
That medicine episode was like, it's probably my favorite episode of the season. I just love Like, he's so cool. I love the style. The fit is great. I don't think he's all there, though. Like, remember Kiefer, like, zaps his grandfather's memories?
Yeah.
And then Tarja's like, what happened? I have to ask Kiefer about it. And then he starts to ask Kiefer, and he's like, he gets interrupted, and he's like, whoa, there was some weird vibes Kiefer was giving off when I started asking. So I was like, oh, Tarja's learned that something's up, so he's not going to ask a question. And then he does act like straight up at the end. I'm just like, hey, did something happen? There was a weird flashlight. I was like, Tarja, why? Now Kiefer's going to erase your memories or something weird. I don't know. I think he's like so fun. He's a great character. I like that he grew a little bit, and now he's like, now I can do magic too. He's found a way to do magic thanks to Coco. So I would definitely want to cosplay him. He's like, that's my favorite. The second would be Kiefer. But then, okay, like, so things I was have close. Happened. Yeah. Things happened, and I, like, turned my back on Kiefer.
Right, because you realize you can't tell if he's good or bad.
Okay, let me guess yours, though.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say it's Agat.
She's my second favorite.
Oh. What is it? Then is it... What's her name? Tita?
It is not.
Oh, is it the little bush dwarf thing?
Nope. All right, so those were your three choices.
Those are my three guesses. I don't know a bush thing can count, but...
Right.
If not, then is it Kiefer?
It's actually funny because my favorite character is also Tarja.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like, yay, I think, the first time you and I have ever...
Friends.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's like the first time you and I have ever aligned on favorite characters.
okay, when was the episode that you were like, Tarja, we're hope boys?
Well, here's the thing. So to go back with what I was saying, and this is why I had paused it, was because I wanted to talk about that episode with Coco and Tarja, where I said there was one episode where I really liked Coco in, and it was the episode with her and Tarja. Because you find out, you know, he's essentially colorblind. So he, like, you know, what does that mean for him? How, you know, what is he going to do to get better, you know, to become truly part of this magical world in the way he wants? And everything he does with Coco, like, that whole episode was phenomenal to me. I'm like, you know, give me more of these characters. Give me another Toph, but in, you know, a different kind of way, not blind. You know, colorblind in this world is clearly you are SOL if you want to be a witch, unless you figure something else out. And he did. And it was great. And he's very sweet. I kept telling Miguel over and over again, I'm like, I'm shipping them now. Like, they need to grow up and get married and have little magical babies together. And
oh, yeah. I mean, grandpa was like applying that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was like, oh, you found someone.
Yeah, I was all for it. I think he is so cute, so adorable. I want to see him become essentially a colorblind witch. I think he would be so, so awesome.
I want him to get into medicine. I thought he was going to be like, maybe I can be a doctor.
Right. Like, you know, he could do it without just having to memorize where all these medicines are at. Which, I mean, that's basically what he did. He learned how to figure out what medicines are by dissecting them with magic. I thought that was so cool. It was so creative. And I don't know. I love this kid. I want to see more of him. I hope he's around long term. Speaking of ships.
I wouldn't mind a time jump for that.
Right. Speaking of ships.
Wait, who else would you ship in this?
Oh, I 100% ship Kiefer and how do you pronounce Orugio?
Orugio?
Yes.
No.
Oh, they totally, yes. 100%.
No.
They Kiefer, bicker with each other.
I don't know.
They,
When we talk more about it, I don't want happiness for Kiefer. Kiefer upsets me so much. I think because I was betrayed by him. Like when we first meet up, I'm like, oh, Kiefer. And I'm like, oh, you betrayed me. I don't want any joy for you in your life. But I have theories. Oh, no. Okay. I guess if you want to ship those two together.
I totally Miguel and I both do, just an FYI. We both ship them. We think really... they're like a bickering gay couple with all their cute little little baby witches, and they're all like...
I don't know.
I love them. But definitely a Coco and Tarta fan.
I'm trying to think. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you froze up on me.
Yeah, I think I lost signal for a minute.
All right, cool. You're back. Yeah, I don't really ship anymore. I can't really... I don't know. It's because I don't want Kiefer to be happy. So I'm like...
Yeah, apparently not.
Okay, so I think we should just go through our favorite moments real quick. Like, do you have any... So both of us love the medicine episode. Yeah. That was on my list, like, that I think first off for me, like the first episode that I was really like, oh man, I'm gonna really love this show, is where Coco goes to do the Dada range test and she's trying to draw the spell and she can't really keep her hand steady, and then she like harnesses the power of her mom and like how her mom would draw like the lines on the cloth to make the cuts and like her mom's hand on top of her hand. And I was like, wow, this moment's very powerful. Like, is Coco gonna do things her own way? And she doesn't really, but like, I was like, oh, she's drawing on this like moment to give her strength. So I really love that moment a lot.
I agree. I think I really enjoyed that episode also because of Agat.
I hate Agat. Like,
right. No,
I'm so glad Agat finally came around for me. But yeah. Oh my gosh, was I like, this is the worst. Like, she's the Draco Malfoy of my Harry Potter world here.
Right. No, she is definitely very complicated. But she's the kind of character that makes me want to know more about her. And so I want to see where it goes, because she does eventually come around at least a little bit. Like, obviously we're not done with the series yet, but by the end of the season, you know, she even starts just questioning Coco, like, why are you so nice, why are you doing this? Like, it she has completely misunderstood Coco's ambition, Coco's kindness. Not everybody is out for just themselves, and so she's trying to understand that. But she's also a very proud person, and so she's trying to accomplish things beyond what she should be able to do right now at her current age. And so there's a lot to unpack with that.
Well, okay. I thought she was going to become a Brimhead. There was that episode where she was like, I need to prove myself. How am I going to not?
Yeah.
How can I prove myself? You won't let me prove myself. You're always holding me back. How am I supposed to do this if you're not letting me do it? And I was like, this is before the Kiefer outie. But I was like, and I have theories about Kiefer too, but I was like, oh my gosh, is Agat going to like turn from her group? Is she going to like go away? Like, they're not letting me be the witch that I know I can be. Where can I be free
right.
and be the? So I was like, oh, she's going to turn. This is going to be like the villain friend. You know, like we were friends and now we're against each other.
Yeah.
So, but luckily that doesn't really, like, she has that moment and then she comes back. It's like she becomes stronger into the fold. Because yep. really at the end, she's like, how do I protect? She realizes like Coco is the key to something. You know, so I was just like, okay, but for real, for the first 7 episodes of the show, I was like, I cannot stand a god. Like, please, something like, can we get an episode away from her?
Right. No, I get that. But I don't know. The one person that really frustrated me the most was at the end. Again, I don't even know how to pronounce her name. Is it Riche? Or Richie?
See, I don't even have her in my notes. She's the girl with the long hair, right?
Yeah,
the blue hair?
The blue hair. Yep, yep, yep. The
yeah,
one
she's like,
who...
I do magic my own way, and I don't want to look at some like other people's things. Yeah.
It's like her concept of that. Like, I totally understand wanting to be creative with your own mindset. I get that. And I do understand the trauma that she went through with her previous master, which I didn't even realize until Miguel pointed out. Her previous master was the one that brought that boy there at that witch trial. That was her previous master.
Oh, was it a guy? I thought it was a girl.
No, it was a guy.
Oh, well, that guy is horrible first.
Yeah. But that was something that that Miguel pointed out to me.
I might have to go back and watch it then.
Sorry if you hear my dogs, by the way. They're apparently playing or something. But anyway, I like the concept of wanting to do things your own way and everything else. But if there are certain spells that are like almost like essential for your survival, like, no, little girl, you need to learn that. I'm like, I don't care who you are, learn them. I'm all about, you know, freedom of expression and your own creativity and everything else, but like, you know, you're not going to get by if you don't know how to cook, basically.
Yeah, I can see that. I love that she's like, if you don't have the answer, you can create the answer. Like, do something that you can do to help you solve the answer. I really like that.
Sure.
Though,
yeah.
Like, I mean, up until the very last episode, she wasn't even on my radar.
Right.
You know, like, of characters. So, I want to see more of her. I'm excited. Like, I really, that whole trial at the end, we'll get to that in a minute. I have one thing before like that last episode, because that episode's crazy. I want to talk about Keyfree real quick.
Yeah.
Is Keyfree evil or is he not evil? Like, what are your thoughts?
And then I'm thinking. I think that's what we're trying to figure out. Because he mentions a few times that something was stolen from him. Miguel and I have talked about this as far as, like, you know, what our theories could be. And we've talked about maybe he was one of the, what are they called?
Those knight people?
Yeah, like the main order. Oh, gosh.
Oh, wait, one of the four?
No. Part of the order. Like the what are they called? Bright hats or something like that? Brim hats?
Yeah, the ones like, no, wait, what did you say? Brim hats are the evil ones?
No, not them.
Are you talking about the ones that came after the flood episode, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he wants to, those people seem so like,
but it did kind of come off like he was part of that, but he strayed away from it. Or maybe he did something that caused him to no longer be part of the order.
Oh, you think so? I think it's something with his eye. Remember, like, one of his glasses is blacked out, and the other one is just clear, so you can see.
Right.
And then remember when Coco tried to touch his glasses, and he, like, freaked out?
Yeah, because when he was passed out, because he had hurt his eye.
No, but, like,
blood was coming down, and that the glasses were broken.
Yeah, but I think it's something with the eye.
Could be.
Because one lens is blacked out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think he might be what I thought a god was going to be. Where someone who's so obsessed with, like, the other side of magic.
Yeah.
That he's so, like, obsessed with the brim hats that maybe he wants, like... You know when you become so obsessed... I don't know. When you become so obsessed with something and then you, like, stumble into it on accident.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening. Like, he's so obsessed with finding the brim hats and, like, this, that Like, he does so many careless things, like diving into the ink and just being alone in that little well with the little, like, pulling out the ink thing and the little spells. And then, like, he's so shady, right? Tartuff's grandfather, like, he took the memory away.
Yeah, because he's doing things that are illegal or trying to keep everything under wraps until he figures it out.
Yeah, so I'm just like, something's up. Something's up. Like,
Knights, I don't want to say he's, that's what they're called.
Knights of Morales.
Knights Morales.
Knights. Yeah. Knights Morales. I don't know. I don't think he was part of that. I don't know what he's up to. I think it's something that happened to him. Before episode 8, when I was like, oh no, he turned. I was like, you know what would be really great? A prequel series where, like, Kiefer is a student. And we learn
about him. That'd be interesting. You learn about, give him, like, his origin story.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I don't know. I want to love Kiefer so much, but I can't because he took Grandpa's memories away. I can't. And then he lied about it. He lied to Coco. And he liked a Tarta. So I can't support Kiefer.
I'm just keeping an open mind right now.
Because
he kind of seems like a much younger Dumbledore, where he's kind of trying to plan things and run things and do things, like, even if they're the wrong things for the right reasons. So I'm trying to keep an open mind. But
I don't like.
Well, I guess we'll find out whenever they release season 2.
I like the look, but I don't like the actions behind the look are not doing it justice.
Yeah.
I have one last thing, but it's about the last episode. Is there anything else you want to mention before I hit the last episode?
No, I don't think so. Like, overall, like I said, overall, great story. I've thoroughly enjoyed this anime.
Why did they turn that kid into a werewolf?
That was sad.
I was so upset. Like,
that was sad.
I didn't know how to handle myself when he turned into, like, a shadow werewolf.
Yeah.
I was like, he just found himself and how to be who he needs to be to do magic. And now you do this to him? I was like, Agate, you better, like, save him somehow.
I'm hoping that's what it leads to.
But also, whatever those penguin things are, I love those penguins.
They're so cute. Oh, whatever I freaked out over them.
Kangaroo-y penguins.
I don't even remember what they were called, but I do remember
Coco. They look like penguins, but they run.
Yeah, Coco thought they were griffins. Oh gosh, I don't remember what they're called, but they were so cute.
I loved them.
Yeah.
I loved it so much, and I was just like, oh, man. I was like, we need to bring one home. If we're just bringing animals back, why not bring one of these back with us? But yeah, that's kind of like all the things I have about the series. So we are trying something new based off something old. So we used to have a rating scale, and we're bringing one back. It is a 5-star scale, and 5 stars, we call it a legendary meal, which means that this belongs on the chef's table. A 4-star is called a delicious dish, which is worth ordering again. 3 stars is comfort food, not groundbreaking, but enjoyable. 2 is a gas station snack. It fills the time, but you expected more. And a 1-star is kitchen disaster, which is someone forgot this recipe clearly. I will post this up on our website and on our Instagram page so you can see the scale. So I don't have to say it every time. But Dave, Witch Hat Atelier, what are you giving it?
I'm going to have to give it a legendary meal, 5 stars, because it is worth going back ordering again. And it gets me so pumped for the next season. Like I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, I contemplated giving it just the delicious dish and saying it's worth ordering again, mainly just because of that first episode. It was too much in one episode for me to where like it was okay. But I love where it's going. I love this balance between the comic relief and the seriousness of the story so far. I'm so excited to see where it goes. Tarta, the whole medicine episode, that puts it over the edge for me. It's a legendary meal.
I also gave it a legendary meal. 5 stars for me. I love the world they've created.
Yes.
It's beautiful. I love the way magic is used in this world. I don't like how it's secretive. Like, not everyone can know how magic is done, but I kind of understand why it has to be that way. I love the hats, as I talked about. I love the wands. Tarta is my favorite. We must protect Tarta. It's just a beautiful world that I could see myself living. Like, I don't know how I could not give it 5 stars if it's a world that I would like to live in. It's just Absolutely. So beautiful, fleshed out. I'm so excited. Again, like, something that makes me say, do I need to go and get the manga? Do I need to start reading the manga so I could just, like, not have to wait? That has to get a 5-star.
Yeah, that's kind of how I had to tell Miguel that I wouldn't do it. Because he knew I would, like, immediately read it if he didn't say something to me. Because I did that to him with MHA and Demon Slayer. Where he got me into them, and then I decided to...
Jump ahead
into the manga while we were finishing up the anime, just because I'm like, I need to know, it's so good. But I'm not going to this time. I'm gonna stay unspoiled unless he decides he wants to read it too. But I do highly recommend to anybody to watch Witch Hat, because it's a phenomenal story.
It's so great. Oh, and I feel like I didn't mention, but you can watch this on Crunchyroll. It is available streaming on Crunchyroll. Okay, everyone, it's time to put you on to something. This is our recommendation segment where we share whatever we've been watching, reading, or obsessing over lately.
Recommendations, recommendations. Here are some recommendations.
Okay, Dave, what is something that you would like to recommend to the audience?
I forgot to prepare for this part.
I can go
about
first.
Recommendations. Yeah, go first, and then I'll get back to you.
Okay, so people might not know this about me. I one of my favorite things is Tamagotchis. I love little digital pets. They're one of my favorite things. I think it's because when I was a kid, my parents didn't want me to have a pet. So they got me a little Tamagotchi. It wasn't a real Tamagotchi. It was like a knockoff. It was a little alien. So ever since then, I've been obsessed with Tamagotchis. So my recommendation to you guys is, if you're looking for a Tamagotchi to play with, but you don't want like the huge commitment and you're a Sanrio fan, they came out with 3 Tamagotchis that are based off of the Sanrio characters. My Melody, Kurami, and Pompompurin. And you don't raise those characters. You raise Tamagotchis that get costumes that look like those characters. But it's such a fun little game. So I recommend those versions of the Tamagotchi Nano, the Sanrio characters, the My Melody, the Kurami, and the Pompompurin. They're so much fun. I've been having so much fun playing them. So my recommendation is Tamagotchis. Just get out and play with them.
I think that's a good recommendation. It's a classic.
It is. Yep.
It's a good one. Okay, I think I thought of 2. Okay. One I probably already said in an episode prior, but I'm going to recommend it again only because we got my mom to watch it, and Miguel and I were literally watching it again today. Project Hail Mary.
Mm.
It is available on Amazon right now for streaming. I recommend everybody watch it. It's so good. It is one of the best feel-good movies. It's become one of my favorite movies of all time. I love everything about that movie. Like, this movie turned me back onto Ryan Gosling. And I'm normally not a Ryan Gosling fan.
What? So, not even Barbie?
Okay, no judgment, but I have not watched Barbie yet.
Wow.
I know.
Cancel them even more.
Am I even gay?
It's true.
Yeah, no, I haven't even watched it yet. But Project Hail Mary is phenomenal. My mom got the feels, like, she'll watch like any like science fiction movie that I'll ask her to watch. Like, she's gotten into Marvel and everything else, and she'll watch it, say something's good or she didn't like it. But I mean, she's even like raved about this movie. She's wanted to watch it again. And yeah, so that's my number one recommendation.
Good one. I like that movie.
Second one, because we just had to see episode 3 on this last Sunday. Highly recommend House of the Dragon. Because, oh my goodness, the first 2 episodes of season 3 were crazy. They were a lot of action, a lot of drama, a little bit of sadness, especially if you're a fan of animals. But it's still a great story. I think right now I'm just kind of recommending shows and movies. I don't have anything like a Tamagotchi, unless you guys want to try Duel Links or Master Duel with me. You can add me on them if you want.
You know what's coming. Like, Bandai just announces it's in the Tamagotchi Unisphere. But I don't know if you remember. Back in the day, there were Digimon Tamagotchi.
Yes. Yep.
They're bringing them back.
That is exciting.
We're getting 6 new ones. And I did not know this, but like, I think there's over 100 different Digimon in them that you can get. So I'm super excited. If I see one at Comic-Con, I'll pick you up one. I believe they're able to be ordered on Amazon right now. But if I see a cool one, like a cool show, then I'll pick you up one. But that might be your thing,
yeah,
to raise a little Digimon. They're so cool because they battle each other. If you and Miguel got one each, you could battle each other with your Digimon.
Oh, I would have so much fun with it. I feel like all for it. Digimon
this might be it.
That's one of the most nostalgic things for me is Digimon. We're actually watching
it's so
the
great.
New. Is it called
Breakthrough?
Beat Break, I think?
Oh, Beat Break. Yeah, it's called Beat Break.
Beat Break. Yeah, or Breakbeat, something like that.
It's BB something.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy that they're remaking these. I love virtual pets. I'm so happy they're remaking these because the original ones go for like $60-$70.
Oh wow!
So they're not cheap to get. So
yeah.
I'm glad they're remaking them and they're going to be more affordable so everyone can play. But yeah, I recommend that. I recommend that for you. Get the Digimon.
Yep.
Tama.
I bet that'll be something Miguel and I can both enjoy too. So we'll both
have
to
get them. That could be your gateway into virtual pets. And then you'll have like 50 Tamagotchis like me.
I don't need that. I don't need that. I know the audience can't see my room right now, but I know you can see my room right now, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I don't need anything. I don't need any more obsessions.
But they're like, I don't know. I love Tamagotchis. They're so great. Except when they die, I get really sad when they die. I get sad and frustrated. Like, oh, I broke my streak.
Yeah, I don't need that either.
Because I won't die. Funny side story. Because I stopped playing two of my favorite Tamagotchis. Because I went to a NASCAR race earlier, and I was meeting a driver, and I didn't know what to have them sign, but I was racing my Tamagotchi at the time, so I asked him if he could sign my Tamagotchi for me.
That would be awesome.
So I have two Tamagotchis, and they're both autographed by NASCAR drivers.
Did they ever say anything about like what they were? Like they knew what they were or anything?
One was like, what is this? Because a new Tamagotchi doesn't look like how they did back in the day.
Gotcha.
And then I had to explain what it was. Is like, oh, I remember those. So I have two that are autographed. I'm trying to figure out how to protect the autograph on it because I want to play them again. But we'll see. Maybe they'll just be display pieces now. But that's my fun little side Tamagotchi story. And on that note, the kitchen is closed today, everyone. You can find us on Instagram at AnimeBentoPod. You can find me on Instagram at Jimsta2.
You can find me on Insta at EpicallyDave.
Thanks for listening. Hope you're full of anime and even more full of good food. We'll catch you next time. Stay legendary.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
The show.